From the top of an earthen levee, the White River below looks calm. This wall is to protect the neighborhood on the other side from this river, if it ever floods its banks. But 15 years after work on building the levee first began, it's not completed. And so Wharfley neighborhood residents like Jim Polito are still paying high premiums for flood insurance.
Lives remain at risk. We're subject to the precipitous increases in flood insurance. And it's just a waste of millions and millions of construction dollars.
While the levee follows the river from near Broad Ripple through Polito's neighborhood, it isn't completed at the other end. It's not tied into high ground, which would stop water from simply flowing around it at the other end. There are a few alternatives on where to do that, but nothing has been agreed on. And while that process lags on, another debate has emerged. The Army Corps of Engineers has been upgrading its requirements for a levee's strength before flood maps can be redrawn. Now it says trees growing on or too close to the levee need to be cut down in order to improve its structural resilience. Carol Labashowski is a spokeswoman for the Corps.
The vegetation needs to be removed in order for a levee to meet the criteria of the Army Corps of Engineers.
And why is that?
Because they present safety concerns, according to the Corps of Engineers. And if these trees aren't cut down, I mean, imagine a big tree, 100-year-old tree falling, what uprooting of the roots would do to an earthen levee.
Cutting down those trees would help the levee reach at least partial certification in the eyes of the Army Corps of Engineers, even though it's not technically complete. But the plan concerns environmentalists, who say that felling that many trees will damage an important urban ecosystem.
We're not convinced that trees pose a threat to the levee.
Kevin Hardy is executive director of the Friends of the White River. His group wants the trees to stay. Standing next to the water, Hardy points out the habitat that this snaking river and its banks provide.
For fish, for birds, there are mink, there are fox, there are deer, and it's an area that people use for recreation, and they're unaware, for the most part, of the extent of this project and what it could mean if it does in fact happen.
Friends of the White River has asked local officials to delay issuing the permit for tree removal so they can present their arguments. The project frustrates Wharfley resident Jeff Babcock. He accuses influential residents and institutions downriver of stalling the project while his and others' insurance rates continue to rise.
Complete the wall as quickly as you can,
yeah,
to protect all these homes and a couple thousand people north of that area. Then take your time, figure out how you want to protect the canal.
Labashowski, with the Corps of Engineers, says that will happen eventually.
It's one of these cases where, slow and steady wins the race, because ultimately the plan is to finish the levee.
A meeting is scheduled for later this month with the State Department of Natural Resources and city officials over the Friends of the White River's challenge to the tree removal. Analysis on the different options for completing the levee is ongoing. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ryan Delaney.